Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. With two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas, play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 in Las Vegas, The Fan, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network. I'm joined, as always, by Armani Buckets, Brandon Deutsch, and she's back, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kayla Kinnearum. Welcome back, you guys. Thank you so much, Kayla, for joining us. How's everybody doing?
We're good. We're fired up on this Wednesday. It's good to be back with you guys.
It's a great Wednesday. It feels like a Friday with the energy.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. I mean, honestly, we were just discussing, I know we're about to get into it, but I mean, even for kind of a dry time, the Sparks thing with Liz Cambage, wild times right now.
So. Yeah, and Griner, and like, yeah. There's a lot going on. And with that, let's just get into it. Let's get into the headlines brought to you by Circa Sports. Circa Millions and Circa Survivor Pro Football Contests are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Let's do this, Kayla.
So much drama in the WNBA. Liz Cambage and the Sparks reached an agreement on a divorce the other day after Cambage apparently walked away from the team. What was your initial reaction to this news, and do you think this is good or bad for the league, you guys?
I think it's interesting because it at least brings attention to the league. Not the type of attention that you would want, I guess. But this whole thing with Liz Cambage, it's been going on since her time in Vegas. I mean, she had issues with that team, and then she comes to LA. Brandon was not there, actually. It was Jake, myself. Were you there at the Sparks game the other?
Yes.
No. Yes, you were there, of course.
What?
You
were
there.
Yeah. How much were you drinking? You don't remember?
It was a fun night.
I will give him the credit on this. I was on the other side of the suite, so I will say that.
I got an invite. I was out of town, or else it would.
I was just going to say, I'm like, you were out of town because why am I blanking on her name right now? But somebody else came in your place. So
the basketball girl.
Yes.
Melody.
Yeah, Melody came.
I've never met her,
but she's great. She's awesome. Yeah. Shout out to Melody.
You could tell that her effort level was just like really low.
Oh, it was negative, man. Yeah. And she did not care.
And for that reason, I was not surprised. I don't know about you guys, but that was not surprising. But the terminology that they used, using the word divorce, I know, Kayla, you mentioned this before the show, asking if that had been...
I've never heard that term.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a WNBA term because, like, no other league uses it, right? Yeah.
I haven't heard the term before. I know you mentioned that it had been used, but
it's definitely a weird concept. She's just so dominant a lot of times that she can be, you know, we're talking about Kyler Murray using his athleticism, even though he's, you know, reportedly lazy, which is why they put that.
Hey, you can be athletic and lazy at the same time.
Yeah, but Liz Cambage is, I mean, she puts in a lot of work. I just think it's like, at this point, isn't she making more money off modeling and her entrepreneurship?
I mean, all of them are.
Like, so, those like, why does she need to go play basketball? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but basketball got her those.
Yeah, but, I mean, she already has a brand. It's like, how much money is she making in the WNBA? And this is a testament that the WNBA players are not getting paid enough. They're not promoting the league enough. There's not enough viewers because they're not doing a good job promoting the league and the players. And this is just a byproduct of what happened with Cambage, and then what happened with Britney? Why she had to go to Russia to make more money in the offseason?
I mean, and all of them have to go overseas to make more
money. It's ridiculous. Why do we do that?
Here's the problem, though, is that, like, I am all for, you know, helping out the WNBA, and but this is an NBA write-off. It's a tax write-off for the NBA. They're losing money every single year that they fund these guys, that they fund the WNBA. And unfortunately, and again, this is coming from a ball player. This is coming from somebody that played, and, like, these women are ridiculous athletes. They're really great at their job. I'm not knocking that whatsoever. But when you can't even quarterly fill your arenas, and people would rather go, people would rather have a dollar than go to a WNBA game. Like, you know, is there really anything that you can do? What can you do? Give me a solution. I would take all offers on the table. Give me a solution where you can pump up those numbers and get better TV contracts for these women.
For the WNBA?
Yeah, because nobody wants to watch them.
But I don't
nobody
know.
Nobody wants to watch a layup.
Well, okay, the Phoenix Mercury are exciting, not because of the Griner stuff, but Sophie Cunningham, MIC, she's good.
Why don't they keep promoting the Sabrina Ionescu and Kobe Bryant connection?
Hey, I agree. That'd be great. I still don't
think... She's a baller.
She's a beast. Are you kidding me? She's one of my favorite WNBA players.
I mean, I like watching the WNBA. I don't get it. A lot of NBA players are like, yeah, these women can ball, which they can, and we should, like, watch them and respect their talents, but... Maybe they lower the rim. I know we had that conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. I think they should lower the rim.
Yeah, and that, unfortunately, because they do that in women's volleyball and professional volleyball. They lower the net so they can at least have it be a little bit more exciting along. And they've tried to ask these women to do that, but I believe that their union is like, no, we're keeping it where it is. I think it's a pride issue. And there are actually some women that can dunk the ball at a 10-foot rim, at a regulation rim.
No, but imagine how dominant they'd be if it was like an 8.5-foot rim.
Yeah.
Griner would be, if she comes back for Russia, would be like just dominant, like 360s and stuff like that. That'd be hella cool.
No, huh? I mean, I totally agree with you. I just don't think that's what that union's going to want. Like, they've been fighting for that since the beginning of the WNBA in the 90s. So, like, I just don't think it's going to happen.
So what else can they realistically do? That's the thing.
This is neither here nor there. I don't like the balls they use. And it looks like they're always really heavy, the way they shoot. That's just a pet peeve.
I hear you. Speaking of that, they were, the game that we went to, they are getting up and down, shooting a ton of three-pointers.
Yeah.
Basically taking the method that the NBA and the NFL has, all the sports leagues, offense.
Chicks dig the long ball, right?
And it's still, like, the game that we went to, it's probably 400 people there in a 20,000-seat arena.
Yeah, I think
they're
being generous.
Yeah, Yeah, it was probably a little less. And it's not like it's expensive to go. It's like $5 a ticket, but...
It's $5?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I saw on Game Time, like, a very, very, like, last second, last minute app for games, $1. But you have to pay, like, certain fees and stuff, so it probably turned out to be, like, $5
a ticket.
Think
about it like this. It's not even about the tickets, really, because the Clippers are selling, like, I mean, not as many people like the Clippers as the Lakers. They're selling tickets for, like, $10 a game. And this is one of the best teams in the Western Conference. It's about the audience. How can they garner an audience? I'm with you. It's hard to do. Like I mentioned, the Sabrina Ionescu, Kobe Bryant thing. They should be plugging that, doing Sabrina Ionescu highlights on Bleacher Report all the time. And who cares about the comment section? Of course, the people in the comments are going to be like, oh, I'd rather have $5 than watch a WNBA game, like that joke that they all use. And people are just sexist. That's what they're going to say. Like, you can't get away from that.
I don't think it's sexism.
You know?
Like, I mean, numbers are numbers. Like,
I disagree with that. Because,
oh my God. I have an idea. Love in basketball, too. Monica Wright put WNBA on the map. Like, that... I mean, a lot of popularity for WNBA.
I think also Lisa Leslie and Cheryl Swoops and all of them winning gold medals probably helped a little bit.
True, yes.
As well. So that definitely, helped me want to watch it.
But, okay, I know this doesn't really go for the WNBA because a lot of people aren't streaming the WNBA and they do have a viewership problem. You are right. But for NFL and NBA, like, a lot of it is just not as many people are watching the NBA because they took a political stance. Like, that's why the NFL is so much more, because they never go into politics. So the NBA ostracized, whether it's right or wrong, a group of people, you know, predominantly in the Midwest, South, and that are more conservative and don't necessarily agree with the politics of the NBA, right? So, like, that's part of the reason why, and people are illegally streaming the NBA. So that's part of the reason why the NBA is only getting like 14 million viewers and it's down, while the NFL is getting, you know, you got it, you got it. It's like,
wait a minute. But the NFL also, here's the thing that the NFL and the NBA both did. I believe that there is no, unless it's like the All-Star game or like a big major game, they got rid of the national anthem in both. By the way,
in the NBA,
and the NFL, the next time you watch a game, do you see the national anthem being played in the very beginning on TV?
Oh, on TV. Yes. I mean, I know it when you go to the game.
Yes,
it's there.
When you go to the game, it's there.
I mean, that's but ridiculous.
On TV, but they got rid of it specifically because of that. And do you remember when we went to the WNBA game? It was really interesting. All those women, they left the court during the anthem.
Also, think about this: football plays once a week. Smaller sample size.
Well, no, I get that. First of all, it's
very quick and exciting. People like it. Basketball, it's like you play 82 games. They're like, why would I watch on December 19th the Lakers play the Hornets on TV?
It is a long season. You know, it is a long season.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing with the NFL too. It's exciting. You know, there's a lot of players you can root for. That's another thing. There's like tons of players versus the NBA having like 15 guys.
Yeah, but I think we're getting off track as far as like the WNBA is concerned.
Well, I'm just saying viewership in general. I think it's like it goes back to that. Like the WNBA, I wouldn't say is in the same boat, but I would say that there's a way to get more viewers, and I don't know what it is, but they got to find a way.
So that's the whole entire problem. What is the way to get there?
Hey,
what,
they'd be paying us a lot of money if we knew. I mean, I would say this is a Sabrina Ionescu, Kobe Bryant thing. I don't know. Just do cross promotions with a ton of companies. Just
the NBA guys are trying to help. They're always going to games and showing support and sitting courtside.
Yeah, no, they 100%. Are. They are. But I mean, there's but if that's the only attraction,
right?
Like that's gonna be a hard sell.
But maybe they got to be more controversial on Twitter and stuff to get views.
I don't think that's
because think about it. The more you push stuff and push narratives out there, like the more like the echo chambers will like it and
type of controversy are you?
Not controversy. Like I'm just saying like funny jokes and stuff like that. I'm not saying the WNBA needs more personable. Like the personalities, like takeovers or Sabrina Ionescu's on WNBA, post it on Twitter and then you repost John Morant reposts it. They go on TikTok. They need to be bigger on TikTok, by the way. That's another thing that they can expand the game.
They like, have a social media presence, but you're right. Like it's not as...
Do they? Hire me. Yeah. Pay me $300,000 a year. I'll fix all your problems.
Here's the thing. Do you follow them?
Do I follow them on TikTok?
Yeah.
I don't follow anybody on TikTok.
I'm just saying that like you're like majority of other men as well. I'm not saying you're sexist whatsoever, but I'm saying like a lot of guys are not going to sit there and be like, let me follow Sabrina Ionescu.
Well, why not? Are you kidding me? TikTok is known for like... But I'm older. Like 15-year-old males would love to see like WNBA players and volleyball players on TikTok. Yeah, they would.
Okay. What do you think, Kayla?
I think they're mostly watching like golf girls or something at that age. I don't know.
Golf girls? They like golf girls?
Yeah, because like the stuff that they're wearing, they wear like short skirts.
Yeah, but the basketball. I mean, this is all very it's the unfortunate truth of the world. A lot of people on TikTok want to see like beautiful women. They're younger men. So
Skylar Diggs isn't a beautiful woman. That woman.
No. Hot. I'm not saying that. That's exactly what I'm saying. Go on TikTok and promote people not because of their looks, but just in general, and get to know their personalities. And it helps if they're beautiful for the younger generation. You know.
I don't know if we got to the bottom of the divorce part, but we'll move on anyway. All right. In a press conference yesterday, Kyle Shanahan told reporters that Trey Lance is our guy and the leader of his team after being asked about who QB1 is going to be next season. Shanahan also noted that Jimmy Garoppolo will have been already traded had he been healthier earlier. Reports came out last night that Garoppolo passed his physical and can now garner more interest from other teams. Guys, where do you think he will get traded to? What is the best fit for Garoppolo?
You know, this is interesting because it seems like Seattle might be the best fit, considering Geno Smith and Drew Locke are not by any means elite quarterbacks.
Rude.
I know Missouri, Drew Locke. I'm sorry. Yeah, I like his arm. I like his arm. Too bad he can't read defenses. He throws like 40 interceptions a year if he was a starting quarterback. But, they're not going to trade him in division. Yeah. I really don't think that. I think the Browns are probably the only team that would benefit from a Garoppolo trade, but they have Brissett, right? So they're like, do we need it? Carolina just traded for Baker. It seems like the 49ers they waited too long. I mean, and I know that the shoulder surgery kind of pushed that off, but they also had a high asking price for Jimmy early, and people would have traded for him if they had lowered their asking price, even with the shoulder surgery. They would have traded for him. They didn't. Now every team has a quarterback. Browns, probably Deshaun Watson gets suspended, but they like Brissett. Obviously, Jimmy's way better than Brissett, but I mean, at this point, I don't know what you're going to do with Jimmy Garoppolo, but they need him gone so they can extend Debo.
I mean, this is not a hot take, but Houston?
Yeah, but why would they want him? They have Davis Mills, and they're not competing. They want a quarterback next year.
No, I understand that, but like, you can just have him for this 1 year.
Sell and tickets? Then why? Because he's attractive? Like,
absolutely. Bring those porn stars back.
And Houston?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Is there a big like porn star population in Houston?
Hey, you know what? I'm not so sure, but who cares? Like the kid's really good looking, and he'll put butts in seats. He's not a horrible quarterback. He's really good.
He's good. He's a top 15 quarterback.
So then why not get this guy?
Because they don't want to win. Everywhere Jimmy goes, he wins. If the Texans start winning, they don't get Bryce Young. Bryce Young. They don't get CJ Strode. They don't get Caleb Williams in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of those things. Like,
so what
you
are you
going to
do?
Yourself?
What are you going to do? Just leave him?
Tank?
No. I'm talking about. I'm talking about San Francisco. Yeah.
I trade him for a bag of chips just to get his contract offer.
So he's a backup though this upcoming season.
Jimmy? At this current moment in time.
At this current moment, they got to roll with Trey
Lance.
Well, because everyone in the front office, including John Lynch and the scouting department, will lose their jobs if they don't start rolling with Trey Lance. As good as Jimmy's been, they kind of need to because they gave up so much for him. And I think Trey Lance is good. Jimmy obviously would probably garner more wins this season, but I think long term, you kind of got to roll with Trey Lance and get that take that bandage off. You know what I'm saying? Trey Lance is going to struggle reading defenses. He's going to struggle in his first couple games. Burrow struggled coming off that injury, and then he took the team to the Super Bowl. So I'm not saying Trey Lance is going to have a similar impact. I like him. I don't know if he's the truth or not, but he has a higher ceiling than Jimmy. So I think you just got to trade him to get his contract off and then extend Debo Samuel, because they really can't extend Debo Samuel until they get the way they want to, until they get Jimmy's contract off the books.
All right, you guys, it's the most exciting time of the year. NFL training camp is right around the corner. Brandon is a 49ers fan. Jihei is a Giants fan. I am a Chiefs fan, and we don't really know who Armand is rooting for. All right, you guys, what is your record and season prediction for your team this year, and who do you think is winning it all?
I'll let Brandon go first.
Oh, man. Putting me on the spot here. I mean, it's just like I mentioned, Trey Lance is going to struggle during the season. I'd be surprised if the Niners have 10 or, you know, I'd be surprised if they have over 10 or 11 wins. You know, I think they're... No, I know they have an easy schedule, but...
No. This is just interesting to me.
I'm changing my mind because...
Yes, I was just going to say, you're changing your...
They're going to make a playoff run because the NFC is very weak. With Trey Lance, if he's any good. If he sucks...
Can we watch football together? Because I want to experience this, like... This
like,
vibe.
Like, oh my gosh, I'll ride or die. But think about it. They went to the NFC Championship game, and they would have won the Super Bowl had Tart intercepted that pass. They didn't, obviously. It's like Kobe said, you can have a million excuses. What happened, happened, right? Can't complain about that. They have a better team this year. They got Ward from the Kansas City Chiefs, who's one of the best young corners in the league.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, by the way. They have Javon Kinlaw coming back to kind of fill that hole on the defensive line. Elijah Mitchell's a year older. Brandon Ayuk's a year older. Debo Samuel's in his prime, and he's going to get paid sometime soon. Yes, you'd win more games with Jimmy Garoppolo this year because he can read defenses. But Trey Lance's ceiling is remarkable. He can throw the long ball. Jimmy can't throw past 15, 20 yards. Everyone knows that. And you have a vertical approach with Trey Lance. You can actually throw the long ball. That's why they drafted Danny Gray in the third round. That's going to terrorize opposing defenses. And Kyle Shanahan's the best coach in the NFL until the fourth quarter.
NFC West prediction?
The Rams. I mean, the Rams are still going to win the division. I'm just saying the Niners probably get that. I mean, the Niners could win the division because they're really good against the Rams in season, but they're going to lose. The Niners are going to have the typical Niners season. They're a gritty team. They're going to lose a couple of games, maybe to the Bears and a couple teams they shouldn't lose to. Then they'll beat teams they shouldn't win against. That's typical 49ers football. They'll win 10 or 11 games, get in as a wild card, beat the Cowboys again in the first round or the Packers, and then they'll play the Rams again probably in the NFC Championship game. I mean, or the Bucks, one of the two. Those are the three best teams. I don't see any other team besides the Bucks, Niners, and Rams coming out of the NFC. AFC's a different animal because even in the Chiefs division, Kayla, I mean, I personally think the Chargers are the best team, but the Chiefs have the experience, so they probably win the division, right?
Let's get into that.
I'm making a prediction. Last year we went 12-5. This year it's going to be much harder. So I'm going to say 13-4 or 14-3.
Wait, so wait. How do you say it gets harder and then you get better?
Because the Chiefs play up to their competition.
Okay.
Oh, but they don't have Tyreek Hill. That's a big problem.
No, but we have Juju.
Why? Because you have Pat?
But they have, but no, I mean, I wouldn't go so hard on Juju, but okay, I think
you have multiple TikTokers now.
Juju's my, hey, Juju, you want to collab? You're listening.
When you have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, I'm just never going to count out the Chiefs. And they, I think in years past, well, and just watching games, like.
Guys step up. Like Hardman.
And it's almost like they like coming from behind. There was a pattern there for a while where it was like, we enjoyed being down in the first half to where we just came back and destroyed them in the second.
I mean, does everybody remember the Rams-Chiefs game? Highest scoring game?
I'll say this, though.
That was amazing. We're going to get a rematch this year at Arrowhead. I cannot
You're going to be mad at me. I think the Chargers win the division if Staley can actually coach. They should have won the division last year, but he can't coach to save his life. He has awful play calling. That you know, so
Raiders game, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the best roster in that division, probably in the AFC, besides the Bills.
The Chargers scare me, for sure.
You know, Herbert's a year older. I think they'll probably win the division if Staley can learn how to coach, but I wouldn't count out the Broncos, Raiders, or Chiefs either, right?
It's going to be the best
division. Oh, easily.
What's your prediction?
She just said the Chiefs.
Winning the division.
I've got to go Chiefs, yeah.
Who's finishing second? Chargers or Broncos or Raiders?
Gosh, I have no idea.
What about the Raiders with Devontae?
I know, the Raiders are going
to
be...
Derek Carr's low-key good. He gets disrespected.
He's considered a sleeper this year.
Is he?
Yeah.
I just came out with my fantasy sleepers on TikTok. Go follow me, Brandon.
Well, I'll let you guys know in the next segment what my actual Giants, pick is. Just a little precursor.
Just a little teaser.
I do like what we did with, you know, picking up Thibodeau, and think Saquon might have a really good season. So, we'll see. Okay, let's leave it there.
What a line.
Let's leave it there for now. When we come back, we will be talking more on fantasy football, you know, and we'll also be talking to Mr. Grant Moana as well when we come back on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network.
We'll be right back with the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. With two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas, play from anywhere. Visit circasports.com for details.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Still clown when the underground,
when we come around. Welcome back, guys, to the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network. Just as a reminder, if you have any questions or a comment or just want to win tickets to an upcoming game in LA, Vegas, or Hawaii, call our hotline at 310-400-0340. Again, that's 310-400-0340. Also, you can email us at arashmarkazishow@gmail.com. That is ArashMarkazishow, for all those that don't have spell check, @gmail.com, all lowercase. Okay, let's go to the Circa Sports guest hotline and headlines. Circa Millions and Circa Survivor Pro Football Contest with $12 million in guaranteed prizes are back. Visit circasports.com for details. And here he is joining us, good friend of the show again every Wednesday, Mr. Grant Moana. Grant, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just waiting for training camp to start and then another training camp after that because we have some really good sports coming up. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. Now, speaking of football, in the previous segment, we talked about, right, Kayla, we talked about
everyone's team predictions.
Record predictions.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's predictions for their team. What are your predictions? I will get into mine in a second because I am a New York Giants fan, but I'll get in mine in a second. But I want to know your thoughts, Grant, on what you think your team, the LA Rams, record and season prediction will be.
You know, it's going to be tough because their schedule's so tough. And last year, our schedule was not as bad as it is this year. I mean, we open up with the Bills. We got to play the AFC West. So I'm going to say they take a little bit of a regression just because, you know, Super Bowl teams the year after, they don't seem as crisp. I mean, if you look at the Bucs, what they did last year, they weren't as crisp throughout the regular season. And when it got to the postseason, when they played the Rams, it kind of just looked like they were flat. And yeah, they had some guys out. And, you know, I never know with injuries nowadays, anybody can get hurt. So for the Rams, I do think they'll still win the division. I think they'll be very competitive. But with that schedule, I mean, it's just going to be really hard to replicate what you did the year before. And, you know, they proved last year that when you go into the playoffs and you have Matthew Stafford, you have Aaron Donald healthy, you have Jalen Ramsey healthy, and, you know, they had OBJ healthy, you know, they could do some damage. But I expect a regression. I expect, you know, 11 to 12 wins. That is a regression is crazy because a lot of teams would love to have that. But I'd say even 10 is a possibility just because the year after they went to the Super Bowl in 2018, they had kind of an off year. So I'm kind of judging it based off that. And our roster, you know, the Rams roster is way more talented now, but I just think there's going to be a slight regression, probably 10 to 12 wins. So.
Okay. And then who do you think's winning your division?
Well, the Rams are going to win the division, but I think it's going to be the Rams and Niners at the top. The Niners, you know, they just said that they're pivoting to Trey Lance as their main guy. And, you know, there's a lot of questions there. There's a lot of questions, but there's also a lot of hype. So I can't really say what he's going to be because I saw such a small sample size last year. And, you know, with Jimmy G, it was such a different, you know, offense. So with him, I expect a lot more running, a lot more RPOs. I expect them to get downfield a lot more. You know, they're not going to pass it deep just like they did last year, but I expect a lot more movement with Trey Lance as their quarterback, and their defense is formidable. I mean, their defense was awesome last year, stopping the run. They're awesome. You know, they weren't very good in the secondary, but, you know, with a couple pickups that they had, I think that they can be really good, and their defense is always going to be good. I'm not really worried about that. It's just their offense and how that dynamic is going to be with Trey Lance, but I expect the Rams and the Niners to be at the top of the division. The Seahawks are going to be at the bottom, unfortunately. Drew Lock's just not the answer. They may trade DK Metcalf. And, you know, on the Cardinals, they're getting Kyler Murray back. They're getting J.J. Watt back. But is that enough to compete with the Rams and the Cardinals? And the Niners? I just don't think so.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I think that the Rams will win the division just because you guys are so ridiculously stacked. I just wanted to go to my Giants because I did promise everybody that I would tell you what I think.
Indiana, who,
the four-win Giants?
Yeah, so here's Danny Dimes. So here's my thing. Everybody knows I'm a Duke fan. Everybody knows that
you're a front runner, right?
I was, right.
Duke Lugo.
In basketball.
We all know you were a Lakers fan years ago.
No.
Actually, I was. I rooted for them. I wasn't like, you know, die hard or anything like that. I rooted for
them.
To
the dark side.
But, I mean, if you think that the dark side is the dark side,
the Lakers are losers right now. They need to start winning again.
Yeah. So I'm on but here's the thing, though, is when I was a Clippers fan, this was in 1997. We were not winning. We were not winning
Michael
at all.
Michael Candy.
So, yeah, like Brett Barry.
Preach.
So I don't want to hear all these like, oh, you're now on the side because they're winning. I have been on the losing side forever.
Yeah, it's like being an Angel fan, right?
Yeah, but I mean, at least you guys like, you know, had
they have a title.
A title,
they have
yeah.
A title.
So, we do have a title. Yeah. The Clippers will get you guys will get your title. I like the Clippers. Everyone thinks I don't like the Clippers because I'm a Laker fan. I like the Clippers. I hope they do well.
Well, it's also because majority of Laker fans, your cloth, I guess you would say, is they're haters, which I find insane because I'm like, we're your little brother, bro. Like, just be nice to
us. It's not like they're catching us in championships. I mean, I think people, Laker fans, are just salty that the Clippers have beaten us like 80% of the time the last like 10 years, Grant, something like that, some crazy like
that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I think they're just a little salty.
Since Chris Paul got there, it's like 37-5 or something crazy.
Mr. Choke Job, Chris Paul.
apparently not against the Lakers. I'll just give my super small prediction of, I think the Giants will be better. I don't think, are they winning anything anytime soon? Probably not. It's going to be a couple more years. I wish that Saquon was healthy all the time because then we wouldn't even be having this conversation. I would be talking about winning the division. 9 wins, if that, like eight or nine wins. And like, that's pushing it for me, I think. But 8 or 9 wins. I can see this just because if you look at the schedule, Giants open against Tennessee, which that's going to be rough. But, you know, it is what it is in the next games against the Panthers. Division's going to suck. It always does. It's always going to be hard. They're playing your Bears or your non-Bears, Armand, in week 4. And then they play Green Bay. That's going to be really, really rough. Then it still gets rough because they're playing Baltimore. But then they play the Jags, and no offense to that organization. I think
they'll be better.
They'll be better.
Let's stop the hate on the Jags.
They'll be better, but I don't think they're going to beat us.
There's a lot of winnable games.
Okay. Yeah, they will.
Well,
they will.
Friendly bet on that.
I will bet you $50 that they do.
I'll take that.
$50. Trevor Lawrence is going to be great this year. He had a bad year last year, but he's going to have a huge year. And you have Etienne back, his best friend from college, who is his, like, and he's going to pass to him. And talk about a fantasy sleeper in running backs, Etienne.
I'll take that because
there won't be a toxic locker room this year.
No, and you have Christian Kirk, who's underrated.
I will take the bet. Because injuries happen, and they happen week one.
To Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones.
Absolutely, but they're also going to happen to you guys, too. Nobody is immune.
Saquon Barkley needs to stop being muscle-bound and lifting 700 pounds. Like, dude, just, like, get quicker and more, like, healthy.
So what are your thoughts on Danny Dimes?
I'm ready for a new quarterback. Okay. I'm good. Yeah, I'm ready for a new one. Yeah,
Daniel Jones. In fantasy. He's pretty good. He runs.
As a Giants fan, I'm good. Like I gave him his 3 years.
Any hope that he turns it around for you?
He'll be a great backup.
Okay.
Really? No hope. I think he's still a top 23 or 24 quarterback.
Absolutely
He's not the worst starting quarterback in the NFL.
Well, we saw this with your Chiefs with Alex Smith. It took him a while, but eventually he found his rhythm in the NFL. So I mean,
there was a point where I was like, no, don't put Patrick in. Alex is doing so well.
No, that was legitimate. Wow. He was playing like an MVP candidate.
That's what Niners fans are talking about Trey Lance. And then Tully, Jihei's homeboy, says Trey Lance is the truth. But other reports say that early Christmas present if Garoppolo gets traded. So I don't know. I guess we'll see.
No, they're really high on him.
Athleticism-wise, he should be one of the best QBs in the league in a couple years. But we just don't know.
I mean, and if he puts in the work, he could be great.
He's bust or you know, superstar. I don't think there's much in between, right? Like, maybe he'll be average, but I think it's more leaning toward he'll either like suck or he'll be really good. And I'm under the impression he'll be pretty good in time.
All right, we're going to move on. NFL teams reported to training camp this week, including the Los Angeles Rams and Los Angeles Chargers. Guys, which of these two teams are you most looking forward to watching next season? And who do you think will be better equipped for a playoff run? This is a tough one.
Can't ask Grant about this. Of course, he's going to say he's looking more forward to watching the Rams.
But I am high on the Chargers just because, you know, I've said this previously that, you know, what they did for their defense in the secondary, they got J.C. Jackson, they got Khalil Mack. That's huge. And putting those guys around Brandon Staley, Coach Staley, I mean, that's going to be a really good defense. I mean, always, if healthy. I keep saying this about every sport, if healthy. But I'm really high on the Chargers. I think they'll maybe win that division. And I know it's the tough division in sports, maybe of all time, without all the talent there. But yeah, I do think the Rams will be better, but that doesn't mean that I'm low on the Chargers. That doesn't mean that I'm not high on the Chargers. The Chargers are going to be a very good team, and their offense, we all know what they can do. Justin Herbert's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Eckler's got to stay healthy. Allen's got to stay healthy, and if they are, I mean, the sky's the limit for that team. So I'm high on the Chargers, but I do think that the Rams are the better team.
Yeah, and I'll give Grant credit. He is a realistic fan. He is not a pie-in-the-sky fan people. Yes.
Pie-in-the-sky? About what? You know how hard I am on the Lakers and the 49ers. I just said the 49ers are going to get 10 or 11 wins. They could get 13 wins. How should I know? You know?
What about the under? Any chance on the under?
On the under? Under 10 wins? I think it's almost impossible unless Trey Lance is completely terrible, because their roster's so good. They got one of the top 5 defenses in the NFL. They got a great run game. They got the best coach, like I mentioned, until the fourth quarter in the NFL, pretty much.
I mean, that's a huge if.
That's a big point.
I mean, games aren't won in the first, second, and third.
I mean, there's definitely going to be growing pains, and they could only get 7 wins. Like, that's a possibility, of course, but I just think the NFC is so, like, weak. This year, it's just Rams, Niners, Bucks, maybe Saints.
You mean the NFC West is weak?
Whole NFC. I mean, who's coming out besides the Bucks? Packers? With who? Christian Watson as their number one wide receiver? Like, come on. Losing Devontae's huge. Like, you know what I'm saying? The Packers aren't going anywhere. Stop with this Aaron Rodgers. Everyone's like, oh, Aaron Rodgers.
No, I agree with you on that. I'm not like, a huge Aaron Rodgers fan.
He couldn't even beat the 49ers with Davante Adams. So, like, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but
the witch, calm down. That is respect. I can't believe he's dating a witch. That's respect. It made me respect Aaron Rodgers a little bit more.
For everybody that doesn't know about this witch thing, guys, explain it.
So Aaron Rodgers is dating a woman who, I forget her name, but it's not
blue,
like...
Blue, like moon or something?
Blue of the earth.
Blue of the earth. Yes, yes. She claims she's not a witch, but she's a witch.
She claims,
oh, I was just a joke, but I think she's a legitimate, like, studies witchcraft.
But that's the thing.
Did that have anything to do with his tattoo?
Probably. I mean, who knows? I don't know. But did you see how he came to training camp?
Yes.
Oh
my God.
It's a lot going on in Green Bay, but I don't think.
Well, there's not much to do in Green Bay, so Aaron Rodgers is just creating the, you know.
He's into weird stuff, drama. So I don't even want to know what's going on there.
I mean, he's very, very Hollywood. I mean,
is he? That's,
oh, absolutely. His ex was
wasn't like Hollywood. She was just like. You know, she's not one of those typical actresses. She's a legitimate, like, nothing against Hollywood. She's like a legitimately good actress.
You could still be a legitimately good actress and be involved in Hollywood.
Yes, but I'm saying she's not like the Hollywood type, you know, actress. Like
A-list. Yeah, A-list.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
Aaron Rodgers is different. Unless you're considering everyone in Hollywood just to be like completely different. Like,
wasn't she in Pretty Little Liars?
No.
Or, no.
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 You're getting her confused.
Okay, I'm thinking of somebody else then. I'm sorry.
She wasn't in Pretty Little Liars. She did great movies. Who's Ashley Benson?
She's in Pretty Little Liars. Pretty Little Liars.
I haven't seen Pretty Little Liars, unfortunately. I heard it's good.
I looked like her back when that was on.
You know what I have seen? Hot take. I actually like the original Gossip Girl. I do.
That's
straight
not my
male.
Generation. Yeah. I did not, that is not my generation.
I would watch it alone. I'd watch The Bachelorette alone. I'd watch all of it alone. Bravo, give it to me. I don't care. I am confident in my manhood.
Podcast on this.
But hey, let's move on. Grant, I want to hear your top five fantasy football players for next season. Just top five.
Oh my God.
Position list.
We might not have enough time for this.
This could be a whole show.
Yeah, I mean. Well, it's gonna be the, you know, the basics, guys. I mean, look, Josh Allen's probably gonna be the best quarterback available. He can run, he can throw. Derrick Henry's probably gonna be the best running back. But for me, this is such a strategy that, like, I won our fantasy league last year, but
yeah, Grant did drafting Josh Allen in like the first second round.
But and I got Cooper Kupp on a value deal, but besides that, obviously Cooper Kupp's gonna be up there in the top picks, but. I like to pick a defense early because I feel like a defense, if you pick one of the top defenses, not like first round, but if you pick one of the top defenses pretty early, those guys, the defense can maybe give you the same amount of points that a flex option can. So like last year I picked the Bucks defense and obviously they didn't have as great of a year as they did the year before, but they gave me some really quality value. So I'd say like if you can pick up a defense that's really elite, like not
in the first round?
You know, maybe middle. No, not in the first round. I'm saying like early rounds. I say do it because you can get a value. Like you can get three interceptions and or a couple interceptions, a few sacks. And you'll have like 20 points for your fantasy. So like,
how early?
I'd say middle rounds because a lot of people draft their defenses last, like their kickers and defense last. And I remember I picked Justin Tucker one year and he had like more points than my flex option. So it was crazy because, you know, he's one of the top ones, but I like to pick my defenses earlier than usual just because I can get great value at that spot opposed to picking the Lions defense. I'd go with maybe like the Niners defense. They're going to be elite. I mean, the Bucks are probably going to be better.
Bills.
The Rams are going to be better because now they now have Bobby Wagner who can fill up the run game, and the run game was probably an issue. So like you can find value at that spot that can give you points comparative to a flex option. So that's what I would probably look for as opposed to like obviously the basic options, the top players in the league, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, like all those guys.
Akayla, what are your top five?
My top five quarterback, no surprise, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, tight end, Jonathan Taylor, running back, Cooper Kupp, wide receiver, and Justin Jefferson.
That's a good list. That's a good list.
What was your
that
DB?
That can't ever happen because everyone would draft those people.
Yeah, but what would your defense be?
Oh, Rams.
We need to have a whole podcast on defense. This is just top five.
No, I mean, I would go there as well. I had the Rams for my fantasy last year, for my defensive fantasy last year. And
they were last in almost in
they killed it in the beginning of the, they killed it in the beginning of the year for me. In the end, I had to kind of switch over.
Chiefs had one of the most improved defenses last year.
That's because of Ward, who the Niners got respect. They lost Tyrann Mathieu. They're not going to be like a great.
Don't remind me.
They're not going to be a great defense. But Chiefs will just win games on their offense per usual.
I do have a question for all of you as well. I'm going to skip on over to college football. According to AP News, USC isn't even in the top 25 ranking. No shocker here that UCLA isn't there either. But should you guys feel insulted, like as SC alumni, Brandon, should you feel insulted, especially since Oregon and San Diego State made the list and they didn't?
This is on AP.
This is the first AP poll.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely insulting. USC is going to be a top 10 team. They're not going to be like, I still don't think they're going to win the national championship like a lot of bettors think so. But let's be real. They have the best offense in the country with Alabama. Pretty much. I mean, no one's even close. They do. Caleb Williams, Jordan Addison, all the running back transfers they got, Dye from Oregon, and then Austin Jones from Stanford. I mean, and Caleb Williams, arguably the best quarterback already in the nation. He's not draft eligible. Otherwise, he might go number one over CJ Stroud and Bryce Young next year. He has to stay 2 years. I don't think they'll win more than 10 games. I think it's 10 games, but I still think they're a top 10 team. That'll put them like right at 10th.
So you're not taking the odds that they're going to win it's like title or bust this year? Are you like
it's just like it's hard because Lincoln Riley's done such a good job, but you can't expect a 4-win team to just they still have no defense, right? To come out and just like win a championship. They're going to be like Oklahoma, you know? They're going to win 10 games. They're going to get outscored a couple of them by either Oregon or Utah, right? And then they're going to be fine, but it's not like they're going to win the national championship next year. Is it possible? Yes, because they have the superstar talent. But I think 10 wins has got to be like where it's at, maybe finishing 10th.
Okay. I just, that was just like stressing on my mind. I was like watching it last night. I was like, you've got to be kidding
me. Like a Rose Bowl appearance seems like very likely, but not national. That's still going to be like Georgia, Alabama probably.
Okay.
Grant, what do you think?
I think it's just, the reason why they're not in the top 25 is because it's a prove it year. I mean, you got the first year head coach, obviously he's one of the best coaches in the nation, and you got, you know, Caleb Williams, and you got a great offense, but it's a prove it year. They, like you said, they didn't do that great last year. So you're not going to go into this year. And I know, you know, a lot of teams like in the SEC, they just expect them to be good. So they put them in the top 10, they put them in the top 25. But for USC, it's more of a prove it year, like prove that you can compete at a national title level or at a playoff level, and then we'll put you in the top 25. But, you know, Oregon is pretty established, right? So that's why they're in the top 25. USC isn't. USC had an off year last year. They have a new coach. They have a new quarterback. You kind of got to see, okay, do they live up to that hype? Are they really a playoff team? Because we've been high on USC for years, and there's been some off years too, but there's been, I mean, even last year, they had a decent start, and then they kind of just fizzled out. So for USC, it's more of a prove-it year. It's like, hey, show that you can be a playoff team, show that you can be at that level, and we'll put you in the top 25 to start. So I do think eventually they'll get there. Like, they'll eventually be, you know, probably 10 to 15 and maybe even in, you know, before that. But, you know, they got to prove it. I mean, they have a first year head coach, first year quarterback. It's coming in a new, not a new system, but a new team. So you kind of got to see.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that one, only because I don't like preseason polls. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like, like all those super insane early polls. I am not a fan. Like Duke, I believe, is ranked like 9th right now as far as like AP college basketball polls. And I'm like, you know what? 9th, whatever. Like, let's wait till the season actually gets here. And then you're right. Prove it year, being able to, you know, sit here and be like, let's see how they actually do against real competition. Well, guys, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank Kayla and Grant for being with us today. Welcome back, Kayla. Thank you for joining us. Let's do this again tomorrow, guys. Until then, this is the Arash Markazi Show saying stay safe and stay healthy.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing, currency chasing worldwide through the hard times.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.